Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host of Live with Passion, and I am preaching a series right now called Rush of Grace. I want you to receive grace the best that you can and to allow God to work in your life powerfully. Let me share the scripture. It's from Ephesians chapter 2. It's a very famous one. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, lest anyone should boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I want to talk about grace, and I want to help you to receive grace. And the way that we receive grace is through faith, but even faith is a gift. Even faith is a blessing from God. God gives to all a measure of faith. So let me tell you the story to begin about grace. I was at a jubilee of some of our priests. There were five priests celebrating 50th anniversary of ordination, and first couple priests got up and they talked about their ministry and their life and how gracious God had been to them. And well, the last priest that was to get up, I knew who he was. He was the founder of our seminary, very learned man, and he had a tendency to be a bit long-winded on these occasions. I've heard him speak before. So Father Paul got up, and much to my amazement, he summed up his whole life, and he summed up his whole ministry in three words, and then he sat down. And this is what he said. He got up, went to the microphone, and he said, "All is grace." And then he sat down. And everybody looked around. I couldn't believe it. I didn't remember anything that all the other priests had said about their life, but I never forgot those words of Father Paul. All is grace. He was quoting St. Therese of the Little Flower. And what he was saying is his whole life, his whole ministry, his whole becoming a passionist and a priest was all because of the grace of God. And the grace of God is operative in your life too. I talked in one of my episodes about receiving a rush of grace, the sudden movement of grace in your life. And really, it's because of grace that we're saved. It's because of grace that we can live well. And it's because of grace that we have been born into life itself. And I want you to receive grace. And it says in Ephesians 2 that by grace we have been saved. Now get this, through faith. Did you get that? Through faith. Even faith is a gift. God gives to all a measure of faith. But faith is like an opening door for God to work. It's a channel that God works through. It's your responsibility to believe. Christians are called believers, and I want you to be a believer because I want you to receive this rush of grace. It's free, it's a gift, but it must be received. The apostles, when they were with Jesus, they would talk to Jesus in a very deep and personal way, and one time they saw Jesus' great faith, and they said, "Lord, increase our faith." And that's exactly what I try to do as a preacher. I go to different communities, to different churches, and I preach the gospel, and I tell all kinds of different stories. And as people come and they listen, I really believe that my main role is, of course, I'm trying to love them the best that I can. And that's what I'm trying to do in TV. But my main role is to increase the faith of the people that listen to me. And that's exactly what the Bible says. Faith comes by hearing. Well, you're listening right now by television, by podcasts, by radios, by the internet. And I believe that as you hear my voice right now, it will open you up to receive a rush of grace. Because grace comes to us, and it's through faith that we receive it. So I want you to get that. So you can just have a little bit of faith and you can receive grace. Jesus said about faith, he said it starts like a mustard seed. If you've ever seen a mustard seed, real tiny, real teeny, real small. But then he says it grows. It grows into a tree, has branches, and even the birds of the air come to nest in the branches. So in other words, there can be explosive growth to your faith, and that's exactly what I want to you. Many of you are my partners, and you've been watching my programs for over 10 years. I want to help you to grow in faith so that you can receive the abundance of God and that rush of grace. But I know that some of you are just tuning in that may not have a lot of faith. Maybe you just have a little teeny mustard seed, or maybe you don't have any faith. I remember a man came up to me one time, and he said, "Father Cedric, I need to talk with you." And we went into a room, and we sat, and we talked. He said, "I'm 81 years old, been going to church all my life." And he said, "I have all these doubts. I'm not even sure if there's a God. I try, but I just don't know." And he said, "What should I do?" And maybe some of you have doubts. Doubting Thomas, I mean, he was with the Lord, and even after the resurrection, he said, "I'm not going to believe unless I touch him, unless I see his nail prints, and unless I put my hand in his side." So he had doubts. Many people that are going to church have doubts. If you haven't encountered a rush of grace, you're not quite sure. So the man said, "What do I do?" And here's what I told him. I said, faith is like a little mustard seed. It begins really small. And what you have to do is, just like a seed, faith has to be planted and watered. And how do you water a seed? How do you water faith? Well, you pray, you read the scriptures, you listen to good religious TV shows, go to confession, you listen the best that you can, because remember what I said, faith comes through hearing, and you surrender to God. So in other words, your responsibility is to water the little seed that you have. Simply have the willingness to believe. I think that's the mustard seed. Just within, just be willing to believe that, yes, there is a God. Just do that. Just be willing. And then make a decision deep in your heart that, yes, there is a God. I remember I was at that. So that's faith in its essence. That's faith in its mustard seed form, in its teeny tiniest form. Just the willingness to believe. Make a decision. Okay, I haven't encountered you. I don't know you. But I make the decision that, yes, you do exist. And start there. If you can just start there. If you're watching, you don't have faith, just start there. Just have the willingness. Just make a decision. And watch what will happen. Faith will grow. That's what happened to me when I was 18 years old. I was going through a hard time. I wasn't addicted, but broken up with a girl and felt lonely. I had what Billy Graham called a cosmic loneliness deep in my heart. We all have that hole in our soul, if you will. I had this cosmic loneliness for something. It was for God. But I didn't know God. But I did want to. I thought I believed, and I had the willingness, and I made the decision that I think there is a God. And so here's what I had to do. I had to water that little seed in order for faith to grow. Remember what I said, the seed has to be watered. So the first place that I started to water it was by praying. And I remember when I started praying, I'm 18 years old, and I started praying. I would go into my bedroom, and that's what Jesus said. He said, "Go to your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who is in secret will reward you." So I read all that, and I go, okay. So I remember as I started praying, nothing seemed to be happening, and it seemed like I was just praying to the walls, and I kept telling myself, "Cedric, believe. Remember, just have the willingness to believe." I was in a very vulnerable state because I could have quit and given up, and that's what a lot of people do. You see, you gotta, with faith, you have to endure. You have to persevere. You have to grow. But I was growing because I didn't let it go. What I started to do is, along with praying, I started reading the scriptures even more. Remember what I said, Romans, faith comes by hearing. Reading is hearing. You're hearing right now. Your faith is growing as you're listening to this. And especially if you're in that vulnerable state of doubt or you're not quite sure if there is a God, when Christ is preached, faith comes. It's this explosive, as Billy Graham called it, the inbuilt power of the gospel. There's something powerful in it that immediately resonates. So as I continue to pray, and over months and months of time, even though it didn't feel like anything, and as I continued to read and was giving my life to God the best that I could, still not feeling anything, nothing seemed to be happening, but I kept at it. I had that little mustard seed of faith. Wasn't going to let that go. I was going to give it a try. Please give it a try. Sooner or later, you keep watering that seed, that seed's going to break open, and there's going to be explosive growth. It may not be happening on your timetable, but sooner or later, faith will grow. That's exactly what the apostles were asking. Lord, increase my faith. And as you're watching this program right now, your faith will increase. Faith that there is a God. So what happened to me is I was touched by the Holy Spirit. I had that rush of grace because I kept believing. And when the time was right, when God decided, and we can't force God's hand, I changed. I was revolutionized. I was born again. And I want that to happen to everybody. And if you're a believer and you're going to church, then your faith can increase so that you can receive grace and help and mercy in your time of need. So keep believing, keep persevering, keep watering the seed because it can keep growing. I remember the story of one of the men that I read a book about, a man who was in recovery. He went to AA, and he was really having a problem with this thing about, is there a God? Because he wanted to have a higher power, but he would go to the meetings, to the 12-step meetings, and as he went to the 12-step meetings, he heard everybody talking about their higher power and about God working in their life, and he kept shaking his head and saying, why isn't God working in my life? And sometimes it can seem that way. So faith begins as a little mustard seed that, yes, there is a God, but then it progresses. It increases to, God is working in my life. And so he says, why isn't God working in my life? One time he was going to a meeting, and he was just getting in his car. All of a sudden he heard a bird chirping in a tree, and it stopped him in his tracks, and he realized, although he loved birds, he hadn't listened to a bird in over a year. And it was that moment, the chirping of a bird in a tree, and his hearing it, all of a sudden he had this awakening that God was working in his life. Wow. It can be something really simple. It doesn't have to be this big, dramatic, thunderbolt experience. It can be as simple as a bird chirping in a tree. Maybe you can see a rainbow. Maybe you can smell a rose. It can be all kinds of different things. But the bottom line is as your faith starts to grow, as it increases, you know that you know that God is working in your life, that he isn't just everybody else's God, he's your God too. First of all, you believe that he exists. That's basic faith, that's mustard seed faith. But then as it starts to grow, then you realize that God is working in your life. And that's exactly what started happening to me. I started realizing God was working in my life, and I started growing. And that mustard seed of faith started growing, and I began to develop a relationship, what I call a personal relationship with God in the Holy Spirit. Rushes of grace, just when I needed it, kept coming, and I kept believing. I kept enduring. We've got to have what I call unshakable faith. Just because you don't feel anything at times doesn't mean, well, I quit. No, Paul said, We go, we journey, we walk from faith to faith to faith. In other words, from one degree of faith to a greater degree of faith to a greater degree of faith. And Paul said, we walk by faith and not by sight, not by feelings, not by what we see, not by circumstances. We walk by believing God, trusting in God. And oh, so many things have happened in my life. You know, a lot of people have their faith shaken when things don't go the way. I remember Paul the Apostle, for example. He had some problems with his physical sufferings, and he came to God, and as he came to God, God told him, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And so he kept developing his faith that even though God didn't take away the sufferings, that God was still working in his life. And I want you to understand that just because you have sufferings doesn't mean that God isn't there and that he's not working in your life. Rather, God's still working. Remember the story of Job? Job is such a great story in the Bible. Oftentimes we don't refer to it, but Job was a man who was richly blessed by God, and he believed. He trusted God. He loved God. He had great faith. And the scriptures talk about faith all over the place in the Bible. Abraham and Noah, David. If you ever want to read about faith, go to Hebrews chapter 11. It's kind of the hall of fame of faith. Well, anyway, Job had great faith. He had a wonderful family, many blessings. And then all of a sudden, it was all taken away from him. Family members died, lost his livestock, lost his money. He got sick with boils. And in the midst of all of his sufferings, in the midst of all of his trials, his wife even said to him, Job, curse God and die. That wasn't the best of advice. In the midst of it all, he clung to his faith in God. And you know what Job said in the midst of this? I love this. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. I love that. Even though you're going through hard times and trials and tribulations, say that. I know my Redeemer lives. It says in the Bible, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sometimes you've got to speak it right out of your mouth. So even though you're going through tribulations, what we're after, what can happen is as your faith grows, it can be unshakable faith. And that's what we're after. So that no trial, no storm will shake your inmost soul. I ended up joining religious life, as you can see by my habit. I became a Catholic priest. I became a religious. I've been a religious now for about 35 years and a priest for 28. And I remember when we had our profession ceremony, that's when I donned the habit and I professed my vows as a passionist. It's kind of like my wedding day. We all sang a song, we all being the eight of us who were professed at the time. And the song was called, How Can I Keep From Singing? And I remember singing that song because it talks about clinging to God, that there will be storms. That was 35 years ago when I first became a religious. Little did I know the trials that I would encounter. My parents dying, ministry and how hard that would be, the hardships and the sufferings that I would go through as I grew older. But what faith is, and this is what I've come to understand, it's a lot more than just believing that God is. It's growing to know that God is working in your life, but then it develops into this unshakable trust, clinging, trusting God in the midst of whatever trials that you have. And that's what I want for you. I want your faith to so increase that you way more than you believe that there's a God. I want you to know that he's working in your life, that he's powerfully present. You can receive rushes of grace. And I want your faith to grow to the point where you are trusting God. You ever hear the story about Rembrandt? Rembrandt is a great painter, and he loved to paint gospel scenes. One of the scenes that he painted was a storm on the sea. And you know, you all know that story. Here's Jesus with the apostles. They're going across the Sea of Galilee. This great wind of storm comes. The ship is flooding. They're all, you know, worried and that they're going to die. And Jesus was asleep in the cushion in the back of the boat. So the apostles are frantic and they're going crazy. So Rembrandt painted this picture. And if you look really closely, there's the 12 apostles. There's Jesus in the back of the boat. And right in the middle of the boat, grabbed onto the mast for dear life, clinging to the mast. That's what Psalm 63 says. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast. Right there in the middle of the boat clinging was a man in flaming red hair. Well, who was he? Because there's the 12 apostles. There's Jesus in the back of the boat. It was Rembrandt. He painted himself right into the picture. He had just lost to death three of his children, gone through a divorce, having some physical problems, going through a storm literally in his life, and he painted himself right into the picture. But I love what he did. He painted himself clinging That's what trust is. Trust is when you lean upon, you rely upon, you have confidence in God, even though the times are hard. Oh, I know. I've talked to you. I've heard your confessions. I've been with you in counseling. I know that you're going through some things, some storms, some difficulties. Maybe you've been through a divorce. Perhaps you're grieving. You have physical sufferings. You have relationship problems. You have children leaving the faith. There's a whole gamut. See, having faith doesn't exempt us from having storms. Even Jesus has storms in his life. But having faith and trust brings us through the storms victorious. See, I like to say that we grow through as we go through. And I have a saying that I love, and I say this all the time, I don't understand, but I trust. Do you understand that God wants your faith? He wants your trust in him. He wants you to grow to the point where you have unshakable faith. No matter what your circumstances are, no matter what trials you're going through, no matter what life throws at you, you hold fast to your faith. I remember the story of Paul the Apostle, for example. He's on a ship now being taken to Rome, being brought to prison. In the midst of their journey, it's probably about a two-week journey. In the midst of this journey, this huge storm comes, this nor'easter. In the midst of it, he has this vision, this rush of grace, where God speaks to him and says, Paul, you are going to survive this. And he speaks to the people on the ship. He says, we're going to make it. I believe God. Well, they did have a shipwreck, and he was saved. And they end up on the island of Malta, of all places, on the way to Rome, shipwrecked. Well, not only was he saved, God worked through him to bring salvation, to preach the gospel to the whole island of Malta. Many people were healed. People came to salvation. People came to eternal life. And that's exactly what God does in our life. He knows how to write straight with the crooked lines, with the shipwrecks of our life. He knows how to write straight and to bring good out of the bad. And that's exactly what happens when you have faith, when you have trust in him. Are you going through a shipwreck right now? Having faith doesn't exempt you from it, but what God will do is work through it. He will write straight with the crooked lines of our life. And as Paul said, I believe God, and that's what I want you to do. Right now, whatever you're going through, maybe you're facing an operation that's coming up. Believe God. Maybe, as I said, you're going through a divorce right now at this moment or a breakup with someone. Believe God. Maybe you have a physical suffering that's just bringing you down and you're feeling lonely and it's hard and even depression. Believe God. He hasn't abandoned you. Keep trusting him. Cling to God. He'll bring you through. I don't understand everything, but I trust. So faith begins as a little teeny weeny, I'm talking about faith in God, little teeny weeny itsy bitsy mustard seed. But what happens is you start to believe, you have the willingness to believe, you make the decision to believe, and then it starts to grow. The rushes of grace, remember, God is in a hurry to bless you. The rushes of grace, you'll start to receive it. You receive the Holy Spirit. You have experiences of God. Sooner or later, if you keep watering that seed, you will have experiences of grace. It's the same for everybody. God is no respecter of people. He will lavish his love upon all people, and he'll lavish his love upon you. So please, keep watering that seed. Faith comes by hearing. And then you will see God working in your life in amazing ways. And then as you trust, and this is what God is after, he wants our trust. He wants us to cling to him. And Paul the Apostle himself said, I was going through such hard times, I felt crushed. And this was to make me rely upon God who raises the dead. God wants us to lean on him, to rely upon him, and he will write straight with our crooked lines. And even in the shipwrecks of our life, he will bring about good just as he did in Paul's life. He will in your life too. So faith comes by hearing, rushes of grace. We are saved by grace through faith. And as you believe, as you trust, may that door be wide open for God's grace to rush in and to touch your life powerfully. Don't just live. Live with Passion. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.